Welcome to Polishing the Badge, bringing you real-life stories and career memories from dedicated law enforcement officers who have proudly served their communities. Here's your host, former police chief Mark Spahn.
Brian Smith grew up in Pennsylvania. As kids, he and his brother were fans of the TV show Chips, and at the time, Brian aspired to be a Pennsylvania state trooper. As a Marine, he was stationed in California and eventually did ride-alongs with the local PD and the state police. But after riding with the California Highway Patrol, he knew that that was the job for him. He has since retired as an assistant chief with the CHP. It was around midnight during one of his tours in 2008 when then-Commander Smith's CHP office got a call of a serious accident on the freeway with fatalities.
And here what happened was a big rig flatbed was going northbound on the freeway, and he ran out of gas, and he was able to limp over to the shoulder, but he got the tractor trailer over. The rear end was sticking out into the slow lane, and it was at nighttime, hard to see. Well, a mother with her four daughters were going to Northern California from Flagstaff, Arizona, to visit the father who was on a temporary job in Northern California. And they went up to visit him. She was driving in an SUV, and she had one of her daughters was in the right front, one was in the right middle, and then the other one was in the right rear. The other daughter, who was about 9 years old, was sitting behind her on the driver's side. And as she came northbound, the whole right side of the SUV just clipped that flatbed, and it killed all three girls on the right side instantly. And it was just a horrific scene.
Brian called a priest who was a friend of his and asked if he could assist him at the hospital. Brian stayed with the 9-year-old while the priest spoke with the mother. Mom and daughter were released from the hospital the next day, and as they were far from home, a Samaritan put them up at a hotel.
The next day, I went to Toys R Us and bought a bunch of toys for the daughter and visited with her and the mother. And then the husband was notified, and he was there, and so, you know, they left.
Over the years, Brian stayed in touch with the family, checking in on how they were doing and remembering the three girls he never met in life, his three angels, who died in the crash.
We actually kept in touch, her family and my family. And then 9 years later, I actually drove out to Flagstaff, Arizona, and was present at her high school graduation. And then when I retired, the husband, wife, and daughter came out to our town here and attended my retirement party. But we still talk all the time. And every year we celebrate the girls on that day and also on each of their birthday.
I asked Chief Smith how tragedies like this impacted him.
It's something that you don't get over it. While you're at the scene, you have a job to do. And we see some really bad things. I mean, you see charred children. You see people that are decapitated. You see a lot. And people don't realize how much you see. And then I think we don't even realize how much we see. We have a job to do. We go out and do it.
First responders know firsthand the gritty side of life. They see it every day. Death, injuries, and violence. They see it in crashes, fires, homicide, suicide. They witness the abuse of children and other vulnerable persons. It can take a toll on even the strongest men and women who serve on the front lines. When I think about the things that Chief Smith has done over the years, he's confronted tragedy and added humanity. After that terrible freeway crash, he adopted the surviving mother, father, and daughter and built a relationship that remains to this day. He became a guardian to a family in need, never forgetting the three little girls who died, his three angels.
You've been listening to Polishing the Badge with Chief Mark Spahn. Share your story with us at info@spahngroup.com.